on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Bailiwick, welcome to the Runnin' Rebels Basketball Coaches Show. Brought to you by Chevron. It's proven. No gasoline gets better mileage than Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. And by State Farm. Go with the one that's here to help life go right. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and Steve Cofield.
It is so wonderful to be back here at Bailiwick for another season of Runnin' Rebel Basketball and another season of the Coaches Show, the TJ Otzelberger Show. Get started tonight. I'm John Sandler. It's great to be with you. Coach TJ is here with us, along with Steve Cofield. Curtis Terry is joining us. Of course, we all know about Robert and his battling some significant health issues right now. And we're really, really all praying and hoping for the best for Robert and his family. But we are really, really pleased and happy to have Curtis, former Runnin' Rebel great Curtis Terry, joining us, and he will be filling in for Robert for the time being. It's great to have all of you here. So many familiar faces. Thank you so much for coming out. Coach, welcome to your show. It's great to have you here. It's a terrific venue here at Bailiwick, and as I was joking with you a little bit earlier, it's our home for the next few months.
Yeah, excited to be here. Thrilled for the first time out here with everybody, and ready to get going.
Absolutely. Steve, good to see you. I know you've been doing a lot of work with Rebel football, but basketball season looms, and I know you're excited to get started.
Yep, fired up for basketball. Love it.
No doubt. Curtis, welcome. It's great to see you. Full disclosure, Curtis and I see each other quite a bit and have seen each other quite a bit since Curtis graduated and moved on and has been involved in a variety of things. But pleased to have you here, Curtis, and I know you're excited to get started as well.
Yeah, definitely excited to be here and be a part of the show with Coach Otz and just be able to support Rebel basketball. That's what it's about, and Coach doing his thing out there with the new crew that he's got.
Absolutely. And we should mention that the Runnin' Rebel family grew a little bit this afternoon. Coach, one of your assistants had a very happy occasion.
Yeah, Coach Kevin Kruger at 414 had a lovely daughter, Cameron Lynn. So we're excited to welcome her to the Runnin' Rebel family. And, yeah.
It's awesome news.
She's probably listening, right? So
oh,
might
absolutely.
As well give it up for her.
They're tuned in, I'm sure. The kid's, 2 hours old? So, you know, I'm sure they're tuned in. Curtis, of course, who father of immediately, he and Kevin are good friends, of course, and Curtis immediately recognized just what Kevin's in for over the next few months and years, right, Kurt?
Oh yeah, I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I know very well what he's going to be walking into. I'm not quite sure that he clearly understands it, but he'll figure that out here probably over the next 3 or 4 days.
He could wind up being the most dedicated, hardworking assistant coach in the history of college basketball.
He's got his work cut out for him,
no doubt about it. Well, let's get right to it, because one of the things I've noticed, and I'm sure the rest of you have, is the level of excitement about Runnin' Rebel basketball as TJ was hired and then gotten into the community has been, frankly, surprising. I mean, it's been wonderful to see. The people are excited and are highly anticipating seeing what Coach is able to put out there. And I know a lot of it's due to all the hard work you've done this summer in the community, Coach.
Well, I think it's great to be somewhere where there's such a degree of passion for this program, for the community, for our university. And so fortunate for me, I have so much respect for all the fans, players, coaches that have been part of this program for a number of years. And to have the opportunity to get out in the community, connect with people, hear their story, just see the look on people's face when they talk about Runnin' Rebel basketball, how much it means to them, season ticket holders, a game they went to, the championships they've experienced. It's really special, and I felt like I was the lucky one to feel that energy and be out with everybody and get to connect.
Well, it's palpable. Steve, I know, you know, you're involved in so many different aspects of sports in Las Vegas, but I've really sensed that level of excitement, for no other reason than the personality of the of Coach TJ right here.
Yeah, this is a great sports town, and the possibility of, you know, getting support for all of the sports in town is there. And I thought the caravan idea was brilliant. You came into Lotus Broadcasting and spoke to us What time was that? Was that at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
7 a.m.
Yeah, there it was. And most of the staff was, I think some of them were a little jarred by the early start. But I love some of the stuff you said. Like, I got fired up listening to them. So I can only imagine going out and recruiting and then the players and the whole buy-in. Like, I bought in at that moment. I forget, what your statement was something about, like, matching the buy-in. You had some statement that you made, and I was like, man, I carried that the rest of the day just so I could yell at, you know, the three people underneath me. Like, Coach Ott's got me going.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was, but if I do, I'll let you know.
Yes, I'll come up with it at some point.
TJ, you were hired, you know, end of March, and one of the things that that Director of Athletics Desiree Reed-Francois said is she wanted to find a hardworking, laser-focused coach who is passionately committed to winning. And I don't know that I've ever heard any description fit a person more aptly than that does to you. I mean, she got her man. Hardworking, there is no doubt. I don't know when you aren't working. Laser focused, no question. Discipline, focus, absolutely committed to taking this runner level program and getting it where we all want it to be. And the passion that you exhibit in just about everything you do. I think that's, again, one of the reasons that the community has become so excited about the future of this program.
Well, I couldn't be more thrilled and hold this position in a higher regard. For me, I fell in love with the game of basketball at the end of middle school and going into high school. This program was at the top on a national level. So I had the UNLV starter jacket, the parka that I wore. Unfortunately for me, I had to shovel snow off of a playground to be able to shoot at the basket for the majority of the year. But it held a really UNLV basketball holds a dear spot to my heart. So being here, having this opportunity has inspired me that much more to try to challenge myself to even be better and then want to make this program great again for everybody who's so passionate about it. And so I wake up every day excited to attack the day. We practice in the mornings. The energy, I love jumping out of bed, excited to work with our guys, excited to get on the court and teach. I'm a teacher. I started as a high school educator before, got into college coaching. And so it's a dream come true. It's a blessing, and we treat it that way every day. We're going to make this special. We're going to have some fun together, and we're going to have a lot of good times in our future here.
Curtis, as a former Runnin' Rebel player, what does it mean to you to hear the man who's now in charge of the program express that kind of sentiment?
It's huge. For me personally, those are the ways, and that is the way that I feel like a program is built. You've got to be handling all the small things on the list. It's not just about who scores the most points or the record of the score at the end of the day. I think it's about committing to live your life like that. And I think Coach, I mean, he lives it. From every time I've had an interaction with Coach, or like Steve mentioned, seeing him around town doing the caravan, he's always got the energy. He's always everywhere early, which I commend you for that, Coach. You're a much better man than me. But on top of that, he's setting the tone and letting everybody follow, as opposed to people just out there and trying to figure things out on their own. He's setting the tone. He's setting the example, not only for his coaches, for his players, but obviously for the Runnin' Rebel community, so that everybody can jump on board and kind of have the same mission and follow the lead.
There are some folks who would say the jump from a program where you had great success at South Dakota State, 70 wins in 3 years and three straight postseason appearances, but the jump from there to a program like UNLV, which at least in terms of expectations is a pretty significant jump, is a difficult one. What have you found in the short time, you know, relatively speaking, in your tenure here, have been some of the challenges that you faced?
Well, I think anything that's come up have been things that I've been fortunate to have seen or dealt with along the way, obviously at different places. I've been really lucky. I've worked for four head coaches in Division I. All four have coached in multiple NCAA tournaments, multiple championships, from Greg McDermott, who's now the head coach at Creighton when I worked for him at Iowa State, Fred Hoiberg, who I worked for at Iowa State, who's the head coach of the Chicago Bulls now at Nebraska, Lorenzo Romar at the University of Washington, who was just in this past weekend. We had scrimmaged with them, and couldn't be a better man, coach, leader, husband, father. And then Coach Steve Prohm at Iowa State, who's been there now and was successful at Murray State. So I've been fortunate working for great people. They've empowered me as an assistant on their staff to have every responsibility that you could have within a basketball program, whether it's managing academics, game planning, video preparation, travel, scheduling, working with the guards, the bigs, you name it. And so I've been really lucky, and having those experiences, I think, prepares you. And then when finally, when you have that chance to become a head coach, you move one seat over. It's funny as an assistant because you have all these great ideas. But as a head coach, you have to be a decision maker. When you have ideas as an assistant, they all sound good, right? Like, let's play zone here, or let's just switch this matchup there, and you're convinced that it works. But then when you're the head coach, you're the decision maker. And so to have an opportunity to do that at a place like South Dakota State, and we're fortunate to go to two NCAAs and an NIT in our 3 years there. But I think all those experiences help prepare you. I know I've been doing this for 17 or 18 years in Division I, whatever it is now. I feel like we're more than prepared and ready, excited for every challenge that comes our way, and we're ready to do this big, and it's not going to take us very long.
That's great to hear. What are you most excited about coming to the Roanoke Rebels?
You know, I think how we can impact the community, how we can bring people back. You hear all these stories. I mean, that I used to be a season ticket holder when we came to the games. I know there's so many opportunities right now in this city to go support a great team like the Golden Knights. The Raiders are coming. You know, on and on and on. The Aces, the Aviators, you name it. There's so many opportunities. And then everything in entertainment that's continuing to grow. There's a lot out there. But we embrace all of it because I know that at our core, this is a basketball community. As this basketball program has grown, so is this community. I also know that this is a very blue-collar, hard-nosed, family-oriented group. And I think because of that, that's what our team will embody. That's where our guys will be in the community. So the most exciting part is doing this together, doing it with local kids, doing it with people in the community who love this program and making it special together. I think for all of us in life, when you can have those opportunities to connect, be a part of something bigger than yourself, it gives you, you know, those are what life experiences we all want. That's what life's about, and we're going to do it big, and we're excited about it.
Did you know how family-oriented Vegas was before you got here?
I honestly had no idea. My experience in Vegas up to this point had been come for recruiting, stay for 4 days, sleep about 4 hours a night, and go to about 12 games, watch them play, and then hit repeat and get out of town. Or it had been with my wife, where we would come for a three-day weekend and hang out, and then you head home. So I had no idea. So even as Desiree and I engaged in conversation at the onset, at first I wasn't sure it was the right move for our family. We had always lived in smaller college towns with our kids. And so this was the first time that we thought about this is actually going to a city. For us, how we make decisions first and foremost is about our family, about my kids, about being a husband and a father, far, far more. As much as I love being a basketball coach and it's really important, it's a distant second to what I want to be as a husband and father in our home. And so didn't realize it at all at first, but as we did our research, we found how amazing it was. And I'll tell you this, everybody's been so welcoming and so caring that every day has gotten that much better, and it's made our family feel so welcome. So appreciative to all of you and everybody in the community that's done that, because it warms my heart just to talk about how amazing everyone's been in our family.
That's great to hear. And I mean, Curtis will tell you, when he was here playing, there were nights when the Thomas and Mac was absolutely rocking. And Curtis, I know those have to stand out as great memories, and you've got to be looking forward to TJ and his staff sort of recreating that.
Yeah, I think I can go by saying this and not be the only one that agrees that we're looking forward to having those days again and those nights at the Thomas and Mac. Having it packed, having that place 18,000 plus, it's a great home court environment. To me, the one thing that sticks out that Coach says, and I will live and die by this in terms of basketball, I think it's about, again, the small things, the life lessons, the discipline, the accountability, responsibility. Those things are the hard things to master. And if, as basketball players, if we can do that on the court, we're going to be able to do that in life. And I think those are the real things that we're trying to do. And Coach is obviously saying it. And it's getting me fired up. I wish I had some eligibility left.
So does he.
I'll tell you one thing, Coach. I never was the highest jumper. But I will shoot it from the parking lot. And I'll follow up an air ball with a swish.
Absolutely. He made one from the parking lot as a freshman in San Diego. We'll talk about that later on. But But it is exciting, and it's exciting to hear the dreams and the vision and the energy that TJ brings to things. All right, we talked about what you're most excited about. What about concerns? I mean, obviously, first year, not your guys, quote unquote, not your program yet. It's going to be developed. That's going to take a little bit of time. But what are some concerns that you might have now, and how are you going to deal with them?
Well, I think, anytime a program's been as successful as this one, there's a lot of people that their first thing they think is how many wins and how fast, right? And so for me, anything that's valuable or anything that that is meaningful in life, there's a process to it. Now, with that, I'm not putting winning off by any stretch of the imagination. We want to win every single game, and we are going to fight and compete to win every single game like you wouldn't believe. At the same time, we're not going to cut a corner. We're not going to try to put a Band-Aid on something. We're not going to take a quick fix. We're not in this to try to recruit a five-star player that looks at us as a stepping stone to get out of here to go to the NBA. We want guys that want to play for the name on the front of their jersey, that are invested in our program, our community, our university, and this and make sure that this is where they want to be. They're not here to use us to move on to something greater. This is the something. And so I think the concern is just, with everybody having that mindset of, because that's a question I get a lot, and I'll tell you, nobody wants to win every game more than me. I promise you, the hours spent, the time we wake up, the work capacity, the drive we have, how we push our young people, how our staff and we're committed to living our life to lead for those guys, the example we want to set, the accountability we have and how we're pushing them. I promise you, we are giving it as good or better than anybody in the country. There's 353 Division I teams. Nobody's getting up earlier. Nobody's getting done more. You can rest assured that our guys are putting everything they have into it. So, you at the start of the question, you talked about, these not being our guys and this is not our program. And the best part about it is how quickly those are my guys and this
is
our program.
That's fantastic.
And we're off and running.
That is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. You referenced your staff and how hard they're working. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to let you brag on your guys a little bit and brag on your staff a bit. I want to remind you that U.S. Bank is helping businesses grow, families thrive, and communities succeed here in Nevada and all across the country. U.S. Bank, the power of possible, equal housing lender, member FDIC. You are listening to the T.J. Otzelberger Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the TJ Otzelberger Show, John Sandler, Curtis Terry, Steve Cofield, and head coach TJ Otzelberger getting ready for Runner Rebel Basketball exhibition game this Friday. The Eagles of West Coast Baptist College will be in town for an exhibition game at 7 o'clock. Come on out, your first chance really to get to see the guys in action. And then it all gets going the following Friday night when the Rebels open up the season against Indiana Fort Wayne on the 25th, or pardon me, on the 5th of November. Coach, when we took the break, we started talking about reference your staff, and that had to be job one when you took the job, was putting a staff together. Obviously, you're at South Dakota State. You have ambitions about moving up, and despite having a wonderful time there, I'm sure. Did you have names in mind? Did you have these names in mind when you took this job, or was there a process you went through to identify who you were going to hire for your staff?
Well, I think it's important when you come into a new position that you don't start from scratch and that you've already had some names and people, and the coaching circles are so small so that when you're out recruiting – when you're watching other practices, at conventions, Final Four, things like that, there's these opportunities to network and meet people. And also you share ideas and scouting reports through the course of the year. So you always kind of have a mental list of those people that you thought were really impressive, people that you thought you might like to work with. There might be synergy there. And then you keep those relationships going. And so we were really lucky to hit the ground running. And feel like our coaching staff across the board is as good as any that's out there in the country. Just a great blend of experience, connections to the community, the city, the program, recruiting ties, and just couldn't be more thrilled about our staff. You know, Tim Buckley was the first one to officially join our staff. Tim came from us, came to us from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tim has had a long career of success. He's probably the best I had ever seen. I remember as a high school coach in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, guy working out a player that nobody knew at the time named Dwayne Wade at Marquette University. He had recruited him. I'd seen him on a daily basis working with him, and it always stood out in my mind, his elite ability to develop players, really in terms of working on their jump shot and building their confidence. And so with Coach Buck, he had been at Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, associate head coach at those places, a head coach at Ball State, and then that experience in the NBA, incredibly invaluable. He's the veteran of our staff, and he was the first one to officially join us. Then DeMarlo Slocum, 1996, State Player of the Year. We joke with them all the time that there probably wasn't but a handful of high schools at that time. So, really, that just meant he was better than about 70 other guys.
Well, they beat that other one really, really badly. So, it was all right.
But El Dorado High School, I mean, DeMarlo and I have known each other for nearly 20 years as well. Couldn't be a better teacher, coach, mentor for young people. Extremely talented. And DeMarlo grew up wanting to play at UNLV. Would love the opportunity to have been here. So with Coach Slocum, I think, you know, he had experience in this league at Colorado State, spent the last 8 years at Utah with Larry Krystkowiak. He and I had been professional friends and colleagues and guys that traded scouting tips for a number of years, and just thrilled to have him on board. With Kevin Kruger, oh, go ahead. You can interrupt me. You're running the show, my man.
No. This is your deal. Kevin, you know, I want to ask Curtis, when did you find out that Kevin was coming back to UNLV? Because you and Kevin are good friends and have been for a long time.
Yes, very true. I've known Kevin since, the Atlanta Hawks days for Coach Kruger, 14-ish years old. It's funny that Coach Otzelberger mentioned in terms of being at the conventions, the Final Fours, those networking opportunities. I've been there and was supposed to see Kevin there this past year in Minnesota. But for some reason, he was unable to make it. He was very vague. That's kind of Kev, just keeps everything quiet, close to the vest. But I saw Coach Kruger and Barb in the hotel, and he was like, yeah, Kev just he had something to take care of. And that was it. And so I kind of figured out what he was alluding to. But Kev, still, he didn't even tell me. I had to find out through the grapevine down the road. But it was after the Final Four for sure. But Kevin didn't want to tell me. I had to basically walk up to the Thomas & Mack and see that he was sitting in one of the offices.
That's pretty funny. What was your reaction, Steve, when you heard Kevin Kruger was coming back?
I think it's amazing. I wanted to ask the coach, was it a goal to get two folks with Vegas ties on the staff or just one initially?
You know, at first, I just wanted to hire the best people. Like, when you look at what you're looking for, I wanted people that were men of great character, who believed in investing in young people, who were going to be hard workers and invest the extra hours. And then it became an added bonus that both, you know, with both Coach Slocum and Coach Kruger, that they had those ties. But I felt like we hired the best people for the job regardless, and just couldn't be more thrilled about the guys that we have on board.
I know you have tremendous respect for Lon Kruger, and that does play a part.
Well, Coach Kruger's been a mentor to me. I was fortunate to come to practices here. He welcomed me to practices through the years to learn from him. We competed against each other both when I was at Iowa State and he was at OU, and then we had a series with him at Washington as well. He's been somebody that I hold in such a high regard. His character, who he is, how he conducts his business, teacher of the game. I mean, I can't say enough great things about Coach Kruger. The funny thing is, when Coach Kruger had been helping me through this and kind of saying, here's what I believe, here's what I think, here's kind of what I think the blueprint for UNLV coaching is, and then I remember just sliding in there, so Coach, I have a tough question for you. How would you feel about if I were to talk to Kevin about a position on our staff? I don't want to sidestep you. I don't want to... You know, especially
Kevin was at OU, yeah.
Kevin was OU with Coach. And then so the other tough part is, like, you know, Kevin's wife, Allie, is pregnant. So Coach Kruger's Lon's thinking, shoot, I can have grandkids here. Kevin's with me. So it was a really challenging conversation. But the gentleman that Lon is, you know, he and Kevin went to lunch that day, and he called me back after and said, TJ, if you offer him the job, he wants to do it. I'll let you guys take it from here. I told Kevin how I feel about you, and you know how I feel about him, and feel like it's a, you know, it's a great match for both sides.
Curtis, I imagine you're thinking the same thing I am. It's a good thing TJ didn't ask Barb that question.
Oh, yeah, because Barb definitely wouldn't let Kevin leave.
No,
for sure.
The grandkids not leaving the state. Absolutely not.
The most important part in recruiting is you've got to know who the decision maker is and who you've got to stay away from.
Absolutely.
And we knew we needed to kind of stay this way from Barb.
Very, very, very well put. And you also, in terms of local ties, the inside basketball term is Dobo, but your director of basketball operations, Deshaun Henry, another guy with great local ties for you.
Well, with Coach Henry right here, I mean, having been head coach locally here, has been in Vegas over 25 years, been a coach at Desert Pines, been at Durango. Coach Henry and I go back nearly 20 years as well. What's always impressed me about him is his work ethic, how he's been able to connect with young people. I've seen how the young men in his program look up to him, his guidance, his leadership. He's somebody that's highly respected. He's tenacious. And for Coach Henry, we're just thrilled to have him. Our young men in our program are excited to have him here as a mentor every day. He does so many things that don't get talked about. He doesn't get credit for landing a recruit or doing a scouting report. But I'll tell you, he's done so many things with updates in our facilities and the way our guys are able to eat and go about doing their business. He's done a tremendous job, and he's been invaluable to our staff.
It's great to have him. And then also here tonight, Amir Bahur, who's moved up another notch. He was with Coach Menzies' staff, and you kept him around, and I think that's a great decision. He's a tremendous asset to this program.
No, he's a bright young talent. His title is with video and assistant operations. He does a lot for our program on a daily basis. He was a guy early on, especially with me, that we were in the office late nights together and then back again early mornings. He was on that caravan tour a lot as well and helping us get out and connect to the community. So he's done so many things. But really, you know, more than Amir and even more than Coach Henry, I have to recognize here in the front these three young ladies here with Stephanie, Amelia. If you guys could raise your hand. Christine, raise your hand. Okay, so they work in our compliance staff. Yeah, give them a round of applause. So they work in our compliance department, and they are so hardworking. They're the ones that put all the hard work in when there's a guy like Donnie Tillman that we're working on to get a waiver to get him eligible. It's their blood, sweat, tears, long nights, early mornings that get those things done. So, give it up for them.
Well done. Just one last note about Amir. If you go golfing, make sure he's on your team.
Yeah, well, Amir knows that his responsibility in our staff is to play golf with you.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. And so,
we've accomplished that a couple of times, and just make sure he's on your team. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, he's told me that's not very competitive for him with you. That
it's
a lot
really
of times
not.
When,
it's not.
When people play sports, sometimes they play against themselves, and sometimes they play against the opponent. And he said he couldn't lower his bar any further to compete against you.
Absolutely not. It was painful. For him, I'm sure, but he was gracious enough to allow me to beat him one of the times we went and played. But he's a tremendous asset. Coach, the staff is fantastic. We sort of set the table with all of that, but we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're starting to talk about the main course, which are the guys, and get into the roster a little bit and get a reintroduction or an introduction for these players, for our fans who are listening. Fans, remember that after the game or anytime, visit or click Findlay Toyota. Findlay Toyota is the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. Ask for John Barr. He'll do anything to sell you a car. You're listening to the TJ Otzelberger Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, the TJ Otzelberger Show underway, episode one. We'll be back here next Tuesday night after the exhibition game. Runner Rebels playing their exhibition game this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock against the West Coast Baptist College Eagles, and then November the 5th against Purdue Fort Wayne in the home opener at 7 as well. We'll be on the air a half hour earlier at 6:30 with Run and Rebel warm-up. John Sandler, Curtis Terry, Steve Cofield, and T.J. Otzelberger joining you here. And, Coach, we said we're going to get into the roster. Let's talk about the guys you inherited, the guys, whether you had to re-recruit them or not. We can talk about that a little bit. But what you're looking forward to as we run down the list, starting with Amari Hardy, who, you know, we've all seen the flashes and we've all seen the potential there. And as he begins to become an upperclassman now, your hopes and expectations and what you look forward to working with Amari on.
Well, I think with Amari, what was great is at the onset is just explaining to him how I felt like offensively we could open some things up for him. Feel like we need to expand his game on both sides of the ball. He's demonstrated at times in practice he can be an elite on-ball defender. Early in practice that really stood out to me. And so, you know, enjoyed our conversations at the onset because I think as you come in as a new head coach, in most cases – you've spent years recruiting the young men that are on your roster, and so I felt it was really important to try to – you can't replace that lost time, but try to accelerate it as much as possible. So you're just trying to invest that time, be a great listener, trying to understand and empathize with what these guys have gone through, had those opportunities with Amari, and, you know, looking forward to see, you know, what he can do for us here as we get going.
Curtis, you watched Amari grow over his first two seasons. What are you looking forward to most?
Like Coach Osberg just mentioned, it's having those opportunities to make things easier for him. I feel like a lot of the times the last couple of years, he's had to work so hard to get opportunities to get to the basket, not only to score and create for himself, but for others as well. And that's tough to do, especially at that point guard position. Now being able to have the floor opened up and have some of that load taken off of you is only going to improve his opportunities to be more effective, which in turn is going to help him and as well going to help the team all around.
I think Amari showed a lot of maturity last year too because he's a guy who is touted as a point guard and he didn't get to play point guard much of the year last year because Robotham took over right. The position, and that, I think that says a lot about Amari, and it's going to be a factor this year as well. He may not have the ball in his hands most of the time, but he's shown he can play both the point and the two.
Yeah, and that versatility is something I think it comes with maturity, as you mentioned. Your system's a little bit different, Coach.
Well, I think ultimately, we would love to score in transition. And I think to do that, there's not any secret sauce. You have to sprint the floor every single possession faster than your opponent. You have to make it a personal challenge that you are going to outwill them to beat them down the floor. And then you have to be willing passers and playmakers to throw the ball to who's open. And I feel like, that's something that we will definitely employ. I think as we move forward, you'll see some of that a little bit more. But to play fast, it starts on the defensive end with getting stops because nobody can play fast when you're taking the ball out of the net. So we've really tried to impose that defensive mindset, getting out and going in transition when we get stops, and then really trying to force our opponent to have that integrity defensively that they can get set up and communicate every possession. I think it's one of the bigger challenges in basketball to accomplish, and so we're going to try to prey on that with our opponents.
Well, and as John can tell you, watching the Mountain West Conference last year, teams like Utah State may have gotten a lot of attention for what they did offensively, and they're a great offensive team, but defensively they were as – and the numbers bear it out. They were as good as anyone in the conference.
Absolutely.
We know the program to beat every year is San Diego State, and the one consistent thing they do every year is play defense.
No doubt, and I think it was a misconception when you were hired – TJ, the idea, offense and scoring and threes, shooting from the parking lot like Curtis likes to do, all that stuff. But it really has been a focus on defense for you in practice early on, in the scrimmage the other day, all of that.
Yeah, I think, our teams at South Dakota State, we were fortunate that our guys were highly skilled, were really able to shoot the three, great passers. And so our offense over the last few years was in the top few in the country in three-pointers made, three-point percentage, offense efficiency, scoring, assists, all these totals. But that's a credit to a group of guys who bought into that and bought into how important that would be, and I think it paid off for them. I think now, you know, that's something that we're definitely going to employ. But at the same time, for our team to be great this year, we have to be hard-nosed on the defensive end. We have to be the more physical, tougher, more aggressive team. We have to take charges, contest every shot, block out and limit our opponents to one shot. That's our ingredient, and that's what we preach every day that we need to do for this team to be successful this year.
And there's a new little twist, I understand, related to defense that made an appearance. Was it today at practice?
Yeah, Forrest Griffin, who's been so gracious to our program in helping train our young men, and he's come by practice a few times as well, brought by a belt today, a top stopper belt. So what we're going to do is every week in our program, we're going to name someone as our top defensive player of the week. They're going to have the privilege of wearing that belt. We'll present it to them every Monday. They'll be able to wear that belt, hang it in their locker, and show it off. And all these guys with the Instagram and the all the social media, the Snapchat, they'll probably take a liking to posting pictures with it.
Do I get the first one for having beaten Amir on the golf course earlier this year?
I would have to say that I've never golfed with Amir, but my guess is that one that does, you could probably find a way to own some real estate in his head.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like my college coach told me, when your upside is limited, you have to find out a way to make your opponent worse. And so I would employ that same strategy, John, if I were you and Amir, and you were trying to stop him from being good at golf.
I don't understand. Let's get back to some serious business. Bryce Hamilton, you know, this is a guy who I think almost teased us with a couple of performances early in the year and, you know, had some typical challenges adjusting to the Division I level as a freshman. Potential is unlimited for this guy. And I can't wait to watch him play in your system.
Yeah, Bryce is an exciting player. I think what we found with him early on is when he plays as hard as he possibly can with competitive spirit on the defensive side of the ball, that the offense comes a little bit easier to him, and then he scores then. And he's got the ability to make plays off the bounce. He's shooting the ball at a high clip right now. But what we need from him is that physicality defensively. He's a bigger guard. He can rebound. He can finish plays at the rim. And so we need Bryce to be a complete player. I think each day he's making strides to do that.
Curtis, why is it guys don't understand the importance of defense when they come in?
Because all you see on TV in the highlights is the offense, the threes and the dunks. But I think a big thing in a lot of these guys when they're younger, it's making that transition. It's the game is a different speed. You've got to play a different way. You can't get your spots as easily. I learned that as a freshman, got my shot blocked the very first game. And Coach Hill told me, if you get your shot blocked, it's because you shouldn't have shot the shot in the first place. But it takes time to see those things and having consistent opportunities and reps. And I think these guys are growing, but there's a lot of struggles and pains as young guys. And I think that goes to show in terms of coach's position where he needs to, or from my perspective, you have to put those guys in a position to be successful. I mean, give them opportunities where they can succeed as opposed to putting them in a spot where they're hung out to dry, because as 18, 19-year-old young men, it's very easy to trip over yourself and to get stuck in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll take another break. More roster talk to come up with. We've got a lot of guys to get through. We're going to kind of jam through them as best we can during our next two segments. Fans, remember that Finley Chevrolet, located in the Southwest at 215 and South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Frankly, they are customer-driven. You're listening to the TJ Otzelberger Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. All right, back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Curtis Terry, Steve Cofield, and the head basketball coach of the Runner Rebels, TJ Otzelberger. Talking Runner Rebel basketball, getting ready for the exhibition game on Friday at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. Coach, running through the roster, we're going to kind of go rapid-fire now. Marvin Coleman, after a really quality freshman year as a walk-on, you're looking forward to having him make some contributions this year.
We are a local young man from Foothill High School. We made a commitment to recruit locally, put him on scholarship right out of the box. Marvin can give us some depth at the backcourt position, be a great guy sharing the ball, getting other people's shots.
Robert Smith calls him Old Man Nick Blair, one of the few guys with a ton of experience on this club, and a guy I think Curtis and Steve, we both watched it last year, really surprised some folks when he got playing time a little bit due to some injuries, but came in and knocked down some threes, and nobody works harder on the boards.
Plays much bigger than 6'5", 6'6", too. So both in the case of Marvin and Nick, I think they're natural leaders, even though Marvin's a little younger, but just the way they carry themselves.
Absolutely.
Now, they both are, and I think, again, with Nick, same deal. A couple days in, put him on scholarship, local kid from Gorman. I think he's really, the last few weeks of practice, stood out. His effort, his energy, his leadership, you can tell that it's important to him. He wants to be on the floor. He wants to make our team great, and we're excited for him to continue to embrace that.
One of my favorite kids and a guy we love having on the air here, just because, the smile is infectious, and there isn't a harder worker or a guy, I think, who has a chance to take that next step. And Mbake Jong, you talk about defense. Huge asset for this team.
He really is. He's an elite rim protector. We're challenging him to guard even a little more on the perimeter. We think he has the versatility there. He's made progress working every day on his shot and his ball handling. I think you're going to see improvement in his skill level. What a great character kid. What a leader. Just really fortunate to have him. Big things come from Mbake.
Curtis, a guy I know you would have loved to have played with his attitude, his demeanor. Just a guy his teammates love him.
Oh, for sure. I think it reminds me, him and Shekna both remind me of Joel Anthony.
Yeah.
Anytime you've got the confidence to have some big guys behind you that are going to deter every shot that comes to the rim, as a guard allows you to press up more and be more risky. But as well, it allows those guys to maximize their opportunities. Having rim protection from big athletic guys that work hard and are relentless, man, I'm salivating to play with those kind of guys.
Yeah. I mean, and you mentioned Shekna Dembele, almost like having another coach, not just during the games, but in the program. This is a guy who's mature and who's very vocal with his teammates.
Yeah, Chekna's character is off the charts. I mean, a guy who's a great communicator on the court. Our guys feed off his energy. He's lost about 25, 30 pounds. We've cut him down. We want him to be a lot more agile, able to run the floor. I think that'll help with some of the injuries he's had, been plagued with through his career. Keep him healthy, but we need him out there.
And he's a guy who gives the Rebels something they're going to need this year. They won't have a lot of, and that's a little bulk, a little physicality.
Yeah, he's definitely a physical player. He's strong. He likes that contact, and he controls things in the paint.
The last of the returners that we're going through, Jay Green, who brings a lot to the table.
Jay's a great kid. For us coming in, he's a guy that can make the extra pass. Defensively, he has some versatility. Gives us some depth at the guard and wing position, and excited to have Jay.
Couple of seniors, newcomers to the program. A guy will have the ball in his hands a lot from what we've been told. Transfer from University of Texas, Elijah Mitru-Long.
Yeah, Elijah's, he's been great. His number one asset is he thinks about everybody else before himself. He's always filling up everybody's bucket, making sure the team's huddled, gets the group together. I think he really did a great job commanding our game this past weekend. Think very highly of him and excited to see what he can continue to bring.
Curtis, you know better than anyone that the Rebels are at their best and have been at their best throughout their history when they've got a guy on the floor who does the things that Coach just mentioned, can lead the team both with the ball in his hands and sort of emotionally and psychologically.
Yeah, those things are huge. For me and my experience at UNLV, obviously, I got the opportunity to do it my senior year, Kevin Kruger. A lot of guys that, even Jarrell Blassingame game when I was in my freshman year, a lot of guys that you take certain things from in terms of competitive nature. But I think basketball at all levels, and Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, it starts with the point guard. They're the head of the snake, defensively, offensively, controlling the tempo. And if you've got somebody, especially like Eli, who's a veteran at Texas in the Big 12, that's going to pay dividends, not just for our young guys, but just across the whole program, especially in this first initial transition year.
The guy we haven't heard much about, but I know you're excited to have on the squad, is Vitali Shebel.
Yeah, Vitali gives us a versatile frontline player. He can step out and make a shot. He's very mobile, finishes around the basket, gives the guy defensively with some versatility, can guard some fours, guard some fives. He's a little more lateral and athletic than you might think. He started his redshirt freshman year at Arizona State on a team that rose to be ranked as high as, you know, they ranked number one for a period of time, and he was starter on that team. So we know he can definitely bring some depth to our front line.
We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and talk about maybe two of the biggest wild cards for the Runner Rebels this year who are going to make a real impression on the fans and finish things up. You're listening to the T.J. Otzelberger Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. The UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Back for our final segment, T.J. Otzelberger Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, running through the roster. And Coach, we saved two very intriguing players for, I guess, this final segment. You mentioned him earlier, Donnie Tillman, recently became eligible, a guy who I think Mbake remembers well from a little battle they had over at the MGM Grand when Donnie was at Utah. But, boy, does he bring a whole toolbox with him for the Runner Rebels.
Donnie is extremely talented. He's a hard worker. He's a guy that is a matchup problem. I don't even know what to tell you what position he plays because he can play them all.
The 3.5.
Yeah, the 3.5. I think potentially, even though he's a great rebounder, his best attribute might be when he gets that rebound and leads the break. He's like a freight train coming downhill. He's impossible to guard. He shoots the three. He can post smaller defenders. He can play off the dribble. He's really expanded his game defensively. I mean, Donnie is tremendous.
Last guy we're going to talk about tonight, Jonah Antonio, the Aussie. I was told by someone that whatever team Jonah's on in scrimmages and practice, that team always wins.
He plays hard every day. He brings it. He's a guy who's an elite shooter, but he's a very, very good defender, great rebounder for a guard, highly competitive. He brings a lunch pail every day and leaves it on the floor. He's a winner.
Steve, I'm excited.
I'm fired up. I know back to the belt today. Boy, Donnie was jet. First of all, the guy who was most excited to put the belt on was you. That was awesome. Because we've heard about your lifting exploits in the weight room. But then Donnie was jacked up to get that belt every week.
That's awesome. Curtis, really excited to have you aboard and looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Let's get things going at the Mac here come Friday.
Absolutely. Friday night, the exhibition game. Coach, I know you're excited as well.
Yeah, come out if you haven't been, or come check us out. Let us earn your trust. There's exciting things on the horizon.
Also, fans, remember the GoFundMe account for Robert Smith. Go to GoFundMe, search UNLV or Robert Smith. Please help out the family. Desperately, desperately need your help. And our thoughts and prayers with a Runner Rebel legend, Robert Smith. Thanks to everybody for coming out. We appreciate it. For Steve, for Curtis, for Coach. This is John saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you and see you Friday night at the Thomas and Mack.
No gasoline gets better mileage than Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Rebel Sports Network.